Okay, Bob. Welcome to the net. Could I get you to give me your prefix again? I've got Zulu, Oscar, Bravo, but what's the prefix?
Kilo, Echo, 8, KE8, QSL.
USL, Bob. Well, I've got you on the list. We'll be down to you pretty quick, and thank you for joining us. Okay, let's go to KC8BOA with, looks like Bob KPR will be on standby. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Dave. Yes, I enjoyed Friday night's club meeting, and sorry I was not able to make breakfast yesterday. It was a tough choice between spending time with my grandson and going to breakfast. We spent time with my grandson yesterday, actually both of them, and we did a Crystal Radio Kit, and that took us a little bit of time there. We probably messed around for about 4 or 5 hours before we get it all together, and went very well, and had an enjoyable time with him, and so forth. So, Rob, good to hear you on the radio. I was concerned. Last time we had talked, you were going to have a procedure done or something of that nature. You were going in for some kind of medical procedure or something. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCBOA, back to N8ERL.
Very good, Rick. And working on the kids with the grandkids, I think that's awesome. I wish, it seems like our grandkids always have so much going on, it's hard to corner to get anything done. The only time I get to talk to them, it seems like, is when I'm taking them to an event. But it's great that you get a chance to spend time with them and also get them that introduction into electronics. And when you get a chance to do that, I'm sure it kind of keeps them off the cell phones, iPads, and all the other media stuff. So good deal on that. Okay. Dave, PCQ, was in and out. Dave, always good to hear you. Howard, KDX, KDADX, was in and out. Howard, if you were listening, that item we talked about was mailed out on Friday, I think. So I think I got a notice that it was mailed out on Friday, so that should be in the hopper for you. All right, Bob, NAKPR, you're up with the other Bob to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. Not much happening here at the ranch. Just played a little radio today. Friday, I have a well, and Friday my high water alarm went off, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? The water's coming in and really getting the sump pump, you know, so I figured maybe that's what it was. But I take a closer look, and I see the water. The line that comes in from outside from the well goes into some galvanized fittings, and the galvanized fittings were spraying all over the place. So I call up, and I call three different places. Nobody's there, or everybody's gone, you know. So it's like, okay. So I filled up buckets and pails and whatever I could fill up, and some drinking canteens, you know, and whatnot, and I would have to, you know, shut the water off. Then it wasn't like flooding the basement, but it was spraying. So let me buy a second. So anyways, I had to shut the water off, and of course the pressure tank, you know, it was, if I shut the well off and I shut the valve off to feed the house, the pressure tank was still leaking through that crack in the pipe. So when I did turn it back on to get more water, it got all this black stuff.
KABAC, repeater Saginaw.
Anyways, this went on several times. Then when was it? Last night it stopped leaking. I mean, it was just dripping. I'm thinking, okay, well, apparently some gunk got in there and plugged the hole up. That's the only thing I'm guessing, some corrosion or something, plug the hole up, because I know it's going to do it again. But somebody's supposed to give me a call tomorrow, so hopefully they can get that taken care of, because I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, man, there's too much junk down there for me to get to it. So I'll let somebody else deal with it. But that was my weekend. Back to net, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, I hope everything gets straightened up for you. Wells are good to have, but they grew up on a farm with a well. I can remember my dad having struggles with it when trying to this problem and that. But at least it's not spraying for you. It's kind of like being in a submarine under a depth charge attack, I guess. But I'm glad that that it's kind of calmed down for you. And yeah, it's got to have that water. I guess it's something we just take for granted. But okay, we'll catch up on the next round. We're down the bottom of the list. KE8 ZO Bravo. Bob, you are up. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go ahead.
John, thank you for allowing me to join. I've been doing a lot of 2 meters. It's been pretty active. I'm pretty happy with the 2 meters in Michigan. I get like Lansing, Saginaw, and Flint repeaters living in Owosso, and saving money to get one of them ICOM 5100s. I like chasing them satellites too. But lately I do more talking on the 2 meters than I do the HF band, it seems like. And I like it. You know, it's really clear audio most of the time out here. And I appreciate it. I like listening to you guys. I learn a lot. And that's about it. I rearranged my little 2-meter, 7-centimeter little corner today and getting it all ready. And, you know, I enjoy it. All right, back to net. You know, like waiting to the Oscar Bravo back tonight. Appreciate y'all having it on that.
Okay, Bob. Well, fine business. And, hey, spread the word. We usually keep between 7 and 8 folks on the net. We'd sure like to have more. Like to keep this net going. It's just a fun net, just a rag too, and you know, it's kind of a hey, how are you type thing. And really appreciate you joining us tonight. We are at the bottom of the list. Is anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid Michigan Rag Tube?